Hello, Sunshine. This is Dr. Stacey N. C. Grant, the founder of Destiny Designers University and the Faithpreneur Movement. Faithpreneurs are faith-based entrepreneurs with a fidelity to God in organizing, managing, and operating their businesses, and or faith-based professionals looking to add another stream of income to their personal economy. I'd like to welcome you to our Faithpreneur VIP Prayer Call podcast. These are weekly recordings of our Saturday fellowship where we've been sharing our prayer requests and praise reports in a safe, loving, and supportive environment for over a decade. Welcome to the family, and I pray that you are encouraged and continue in your faith walk.
Blessings, 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 waiting for Jason. And Dr. Stacy is in a breakfast. Carmen is traveling. Just keep them, everyone in prayer. I'm going to get a song. If someone can write Jason, I think I wrote in our group. But blessings, blessings, blessings. Good morning, good morning, good morning, Faithpreneur team. How are you doing? God is good and amazing. We're going to get a song for y'all. So bear with me one moment. And then I'm going to refresh and see who I can see. God is good. That's all I can say. God is a good God. God is a good God. And let me get a song for y'all. Y'all type in the comments, any praise reports, any prayer requests, where you're typing in from. If you got a good kingdom joke, go do that. Because God is good. So bear with me. They say, always keep something. I know Jason might be horizontal, but he's coming. I just got to refresh, but I'm holding the phone in one hand and getting a song in the other hand. So bear with me. We're going to have something for you right now in a moment. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. You know, usually on a Saturday morning, you know, Friday and Saturday in my house, we used to clean up. So I'm going to play this song and see how this goes. Tanika, text me. Let me know. Can you hear that? Let me see if Jason is here. In the comments, it's time to get up.
Okay.
Get up. It is Saturday morning. Faithpreneur VIP call. And we know what the illustrious president and minister of faith, she is on the move, serving and giving a word. Carmen Herrera is on her way to Rice University, so I know some greatness is going on there. Jason's going to be with us in a moment, but good morning. Jason, I'll open up in prayer and hand it right over to you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just come before you, giving you all honor, praise, and glory. This is the day that you have made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Father, we thank you for how relational currency and collaborative intelligence works even in the moments, as Malcolm X says, any means necessary. Father God, we thank you for those who have had a good week. We thank you for those who it seems like it's been slumped out. We thank you for those, Father, who have a need of prayer right now, because there are some folks who are with us and some folks who may not be with us, but God is a good God. And we thank you, Father, for all of what you do. So it is time to get up. Father, we thank you for what you do each and every day, Father, and get up is God's everlasting truth, uplifts perseverance. Father, we thank you for that. Philippians 4:13, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Father, we thank you. Another get up is grace enables triumph under pressure. 2 Corinthians 12:9, but he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is perfected in weakness. So good morning, Father. We thank you for the breath of life into our nostrils. We pray for the visionary of this room, Dr. Stacy N.C. Grant, the moderators, Jason and Carmen, myself. And Father, I thank you for Lynette, Daryl, factoring lady, Stacy, Yvette, Josie, Tanika, Portia, Miss Edna, Ladrine, Sanja, Mother Gwen, and Valerie. We thank you and we give you all honor, praise, and glory. So good morning. Y'all are loved, appreciated, celebrated, valued, and most cherished. And I'm going to hand it over to the bishop.
Good morning. Morning, sis. How you doing? Morning, y'all. Let me know if you could hear me.
We can hear you.
Okay, good stuff.
All right, well,
hey, sis, how you doing? Wow, what an amazing week. And thank you, Roz, for opening up like you did. This is the beauty of teamwork, makes the dream work. Wow, we have an amazing day lined up today. And for those of you who have not yet made it up to the stage, I'm going to go ahead and send an invite. But you know, we're going to start off with our traditional, your name, where you're calling in from, the scripture that you are standing on, what it means to you. And so we'll start with you, Sister Gwen, as I send invites to everybody.
Good morning. I am calling in from Los Angeles, California. My name is Gwen McClendon, also known aka the original gangster, hallelujah, Mother Gwen. My scripture is, again, today, I'm thinking of the Lord saying that Psalms 23, the Lord is my shepherd. I will not have no lack. I just thank him for being sufficiency for me and just grateful that I got up this morning. That means I have purpose. Glad to be with family. Love this family. Blessings to all. Healing to all. As I look at the weather patterns and things going across not only the country but the nations, I'm just grateful to be here and can't wait till we twisting it up today with you all. God bless.
Amen. God bless. All right. And Sister Roz, I know that you went already, but I don't know that you did your scripture and all that. So I'm going to open the mic up to you for that.
I went already, Lord. You know how you wake up from your from your horizontal into your vertical. I do some software uploads, and the folks were calling me by any means necessary. The electric went out. The power went out. Over here in Dallas, it's storming. And the way I woke up was by thunder, the voice of God. That's all I could say. So God is good. I am Dr. Smile, a.k.a. Auntie Roz. Blessings, blessings, blessings. I want to say this. I'm going to share it in the chat. I am having a masterclass today at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, and it is called Reset Your Smile. And y'all know that's my platform. Simply make intentional love encounters, starting with yourself first. This has been an amazing, great, fantabulous week for me, because I feel like she's back. I have been ill since February 8th with some funky stuff going on. And Brother Vince had us join a gym last Friday. So yesterday I made a week every day getting out to the gym, not doing nothing hard, not looking at everybody else, just doing what I need to do to help me to feel better and to get in movement. So what God does in a whisper and a wink, you know, not knowing what was happening, I was texting the team. I'm like, is it my imagination? Just my imagination. I don't see the room. And now I see the room. And then I've been playing Get Up to start me every day. So I was like, what song am I going to play? And it was like the Holy Spirit said, you know, the Get Up song. So I've been playing that. I'll put the link in. So those of you who are wanting to get back to working out, you started off in January, but you slacked off, I'll put that whole playlist in. And I'm also going to add, because if you can come, I would love it. If you can't, still register. The Zoom link is the registration. And just let me know if you can't register. But I'm going to have that. So she is back. And I have great support and help from a dear sister who's on the West Coast, who is pushing me so that we can do things. So I want to say to y'all, any dreams, visions, goals that are lying dormant, it is time. If you say you don't have enough money, it's something in your hands that you need to go ask folks for them vessels so you can pour that oil and keep on pouring and pour and have oil for the rest of your life. So I love y'all. You're loved, appreciated, celebrated, valued, and most cherished. And have a God amazing day. Back to you, Bishop.
Bishop, can I ask a question with the gym? Because I'm starting again. What is your take on sauna? I was told that the sauna would be good for helping in the detoxing. What is your take on it? Because I know you, the bishop, you know everything.
You know, it's kind of funny that you asked that question, but earlier this week, I was watching this video, and it was talking about the different modalities for men and women. And apparently, for women, the sauna is extremely good. And because of the way that your system works, as opposed to how men's system works. Not that sauna are bad for men, not that that's the case. However, for women, it's far better because of the way that your system is set up.
And you just happen to be reading that.
Them fat lips. Them
I lipids. Just happen to see that.
See, you know how God is so intentional. See what I'm saying? Because I'm going to go over in there. I'm going to be like, honey, like string bean. I said, let me get up in here. That's this steam, everything else. I'm going to go over there and steam myself. Hallelujah. So praise the Lord. But I'm just saying also that the Lord, this is resurrection month. And the Lord told me, he said, I want you to resurrect everything in you that you need to and kill everything in you that you don't need, that needs to go. Hallelujah. So thank you, Jesus. And thank you for being, and we laugh about the bishop, et cetera, but I am so excited to have an intelligent brother. Just at our intelligent and empathetic. Oh, little cute there too. I ain't hitting on him. I'm just giving flowers where flowers need to come. But you know what? It's just in a community where you can get needs met socially and also certainly spiritually. I just appreciate you. But look at the sovereignty of God. When we think of something that's just a little something, something. And he allows us to see and access information or experiences and be mindful to know that everything is intentional in the kingdom. And just take note, because you'll be able to maybe need it or give it to someone at some point. So I thank you so much.
Absolutely. See, that finding the good thing, well, he can cook, mother, right? Jason, I couldn't resist that. She find it for good thing.
Yeah, and Jason, you know,
you were so polite on our system. Just gonna say them fat cells. Sauna is good for the female fat cells.
No, it's those not lipids. Even the fat. It's not even talking about the fat and the lipids. It's the way that your systems operate when it comes to heat.
Yes.
Instead of immediately breaking into a sweat, like for a man, the system would respond with perspiring really fast. For a woman, the way that the system operates is that the body, it would heat up. But it will take in the heat. It does something with the hormones, does something with the circulation, with the vasodilation, all that. There's a whole bunch of other things that take place before perspiration takes place. And then it allows the body to produce the right type of hormones, the right type of sympathetic and parasympathetic responses and all that. So, I mean, there's a whole thing that happens physiologically. So it's really interesting that would take place that way.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe you could do a little study since it's Resurrection Month, as Mother said, and give us some more on that. And yes, he is intelligent and smart. And I still say, she that findeth a good thing, he can cook. I love you.
Good stuff. And we got Sister Tanika on the stage. Mic is yours.
Good morning, everyone. I am out and about already. So please bear with me. I do have my daughter with me, and she's eating bad habits right now. She put some Cheetos in her mouth. That's supposed to be for snack. But I just am happy Faithpreneur Saturday. Grateful for just another opportunity, breath in my body, just to wake up on this side, land of the living, and to be in the room one more time. I wanted to use my scripture for today. I'm going to piggyback off of Sweetie. You're loud. the scripture that Brother Jason, I'm going to use that for today as my scripture. Philippians 4:6-7, be anxious for nothing, be careful for nothing. This is the King James Version, I'm sorry. But in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading and the hearers of his word. I just wanted to come back this week and let you all know that my husband has gotten an extension on his certification until April the 30th, 2025. I was talking to Dr. Roz on yesterday that the program manager said, okay, we'll pay for a boot camp. Well, no, you have to pay for a boot camp and we will reimburse you. So the boot camp is April the 21st. 25th. That boot camp was $2,995. So I'm like, Lord, we're already out $3,000. So the 1,000 will not be able to be recouped. That's okay. But I've made my request made known last Saturday on Faithpreneur, and God knows, our hearts and what we're seeking Him for. And so I'm not anxious. I'm standing on His word that my husband will pass. Now it is, what is today? April the 5th. And so I was telling Dr. Raj yesterday, she said, well, what can he be doing before the boot camp? And I said, he can be studying. So I've been looking online for some little, study tips or, free downloads. I was at work the other day and I downloaded, one of the, I think the company is InfoTech, and they also have a book. So I'm just happy and grateful that, the extension has been granted and God is giving him more time to get his act together. That's really all I wanted to just give you all the update. We have a busy day today. So I'm going to this service called Bloom at 11 o'clock. We're in springtime and, Lent season and resurrection. I'm just blooming. I'm just excited. I'm happy. I don't have any worries. I just thank God that I'm planted and I'm confident in everything that is happening. And I just love you all in the room today, on the stage, on the bottom, the moderators, everybody in the rightful and respective places. I just love you with the love of the Lord. And I'm going to yield because I really don't have a lot to say and I don't want to take too much time and space just blabbing. I want to make sure that what I'm saying is fruitful and it's supposed to be what it's supposed to be said. And I'm going to yield. And I love y'all.
Well, thank you for that share, sis. And appreciate that. And hopefully those Cheetos will do well for your daughter.
No, she put them back. She put them back. Yeah, so I'm doing an egg hunt. Now
good stuff.
Because I said that she opened up. Jason, she opened
up. All right, we got Sister Edna on the floor. Sister Edna, mic is yours.
Good morning, everyone. Love all of you. My scripture today is always Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. That's mine daily. I just want to say thank you, Jason. Like you guys were talking about, Jason is the bomb. I love him. Thank you just for always being there whenever that I need you, for whatever, you're always there. I appreciate that. Mother Gwen, I wanted to, you were talking about the sauna, and I do saunas all the time. They're also good for getting all the toxins out of your body as well. My son is a wellness director, and in his gym, he actually put in a sauna so we can really, for his seniors, because a lot of the seniors don't like going to the big gym. So he's got a gym that he got. It's more exclusive than just, anybody can go. So and that's the only way I go, because sometimes I get a little scared of going in places where it's a lot of people in those places. I don't, most of it COVID and all that stuff out there. So I try to limit myself where I go, but it's good. But I am so excited to tell you all that my daughter will be graduating on May the 10th. She will be Dr. Shauna Jones, and her dissertation was on narrative studies for Black men being incarcerated in Texas. So I can tell, I called Prophetess McKinney and told him, I say, you had prophesied on here about some things was happening, and now they are, because she is going, it is so good. We are going to really wake up and do some things with helping our Black men. So I'm excited about that. And then I just got the news when I was talking to you all that our congressman, Sylvester Turner, if you guys don't know him, he passed. He was our congressman that was holding the 18th congressional district following our congresswoman, Sheila Jackson Lee, where they are getting ready to name one of the county buildings after him. So we're excited about that. And we're still waiting to see if they're going to name the airport after Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee. So we're waiting on that news. And as y'all know, we still, right now, we don't have no one has filled that position. And our governor Gray Abbott is holding off in trying to fill it. So we've got some things going on now. So please keep us in prayer. Love you all.
Love you too, sis. Wow, that is great. And congratulations to your son. Hopefully his business will continue to flourish as he is expanding and getting more of the seniors in there, more folks who are wanting a closer, more intimate facility. That is important. Not everybody wants to go to a place where everything is extremely crowded. So I think he's got a great niche. All right. Today I was, so yesterday was one of my favorite people in the whole world's birthday, my sister. And so I was working on some ice cream. I did a special set of ice creams for her. However, I didn't have all of the ingredients. I went looking for reaching for certain ingredients and they weren't there. So I had to make some pivots, which is really good. And I'll say it like this. You know, in life, we have pivots that we need to make because things aren't always going to show up the way that we want them to show up. However, we all have ingredients, and those ingredients are things that God's given us. They're tools that God's given us in order to make the recipe work, regardless of what we think we don't have. So whereas I didn't have like the extra honey or the, you know, I use different types of sweeteners and things like that. I went ahead and I had some of this sugar that I got from one of the Asian markets that is cane sugar that has been, you know, cooked down into this cake, and it tastes kind of like brown sugar, really earthy, really sweet, beautiful. I've got palm sugar that I get from, it's cooked down from the blossoms of the coconut toddy plant, and, you know, the flowers from that. Use that in one of the ice creams. Well, I ended up having to combine forces, combine different types of sweet, different types of ingredients in order to build out the base for the ice cream. Well, in life, it's the same way. We don't always know what ingredients we're going to need stepping into certain situations. But that's when we have to lean in and ask God, okay, so show me what I can do with what it is that I have in order to carry out what it is that you've called me to do. I was dog tired yesterday for whatever reason. The week was a very busy week, very productive. And I found myself, I went to go get some last things at the store. And I came into the car, I was a little chilly, so I turned on the heater. And next thing I knew, I was waking up because it got nice and warm and cozy in the car. And then my son had texted me to say, hey, are you getting back? I hadn't even left yet. So I had to run, grab the stuff from the store in order to finish up the ice cream. Pivots. What do you have going on in life where things that show up, you have to make a pivot? And then on the other side of that pivot, the thing comes out way better than you expected it to come out, way better than you had initially planned, because you've got to make the things work. God does it all the time. And sometimes those pivots that we go through have nothing to do with the actual thing itself. It has to do with that journey to that finish line. Sometimes the journey to the finish line gives us more life lessons than just simply getting to the finish line. The life lesson that I got out of the whole thing was, you know, he has given us each and every one of us different ingredients, different methods of getting to the finish line. And when we allow him to direct us, we end up finding that the thing that we end up with ends up being more beneficial. The ice cream that I make, it is actually very healthy. So it tastes good, but it actually does some really good things for the body. What types of things and experiences have you gone through that when you look back, you could say, you know what? I realized that this journey had nothing to do with me. It had to do with the story that I need to share with the person that I need to encourage. You never know how God is going to work things out. So that's my quick share on that. I see we got Sister Ladreen on the floor. Sis, how you doing?
Good morning. I am Ladreen Peterson calling in from Fort Washington, Maryland. And today I am grateful. I can wrap it up and say everything that Jason just now said, but I'm in this mindset of order my steps. So, oh my God. So Jason's story just pretty much laid it out for me. So everybody knows what has been going on with the federal government. I have been saying from day one that my God still sits on the throne. I work with HHS. So a lot of you may have heard that just this past Tuesday morning, 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, thousands of people got RIF letters. So I got a lot of phone calls. I was on my way back from seeing my grandchildren. I got a lot of phone calls, text messages, phone going off, and everything. And I was like, what is going on? So I started to receive the messages. And already that day, I had made it intentional that on my ride back, I rode the train, on my ride back, that I was going to focus on me and kind of like sort out some things. So I would, because of my empathetic and empathy and that whole character I have, that was hard for me, but I did acknowledge people, send them prayers or what have you, because a lot of people were informing me that we got ref. So here's the thing, and how I align it to what Jason said, and I was just like, oh my God, like he said my whole story. I hadn't shared with you all. I just kept telling everyone I was good. So as we began to go through this in the very beginning, when they started putting out the deferred resignation, early retirement, and all of those things, I had actually been really in tune with God. Really quick, like just throwing this in because of the fact that it makes and the impact that it has. 3 years ago, I went on vacation, and I had, prior to it, I ordered a retirement guide. I work in HR, have done so for my entire career. And I took instead of a book, I took the retirement guide there. My plan was to retire June 2028. That's when I would meet the minimum retirement. Let me tell y'all how God works. Oh, my scripture. My scripture is Isaiah 55:8-9. My thoughts are not your thoughts, and neither are your ways my ways. So my thoughts were that I was going to retire June 2028. That's what the book said. That's what the guideline said. That's the earliest I could retire, right? Then all this craziness started going on. I was at my best friend's mom's funeral, and we were talking about the deferred retirement program, which is something that they made up, but it would pay somebody their salary to the end of the year if they gave up their job. We were like, what? That doesn't sound right. At the table, at the repast, I kid you not, I said, why would they do it this way and make it so messy? Why would they not offer an early retirement? It's called VERA. That's the acronym, Voluntary Early Retirement. And I was just like, that's crazy. So you all know, like, not long, many days after that, they offered the VERA. And what the VERA does is allows for individuals to be able to meet the requirements, all of the requirements. It makes it earlier either by reducing your age requirement or by reducing the year. Yeah, I started working when I was 2, so I had more than enough years, right? So they gave me... It allowed me to not have to be that retirement age. I didn't have to be 57, right? So I was talking to my friends, kept coaching, kept telling them, because I was like, what's the worst can happen? VERA is a true 2. Fast forward, I put my paper in for early retirement. Within 2 weeks, I retired, and I hadn't shared with you all, but it was on March the 11th was my last day. And So moving fast forward, they offered it again. So I was trying to explain to my friends the pros and the cons. And although the second one wasn't as lucrative, I was explaining to them. Some of them took it, some of them didn't. And some of them got riffed. So just side by side and not making it negative on anybody else. But I just want you all to see this comparison when we do it our way versus God's way. My situation would have been the same as one of my friends. And my friend and I both, I have 33 years and 7 months. She have 34 years. I am 53, will be 54 in June. She's 54 and will be 55 on her birthday. I got the early retirement. So I get to keep all my benefits. I get a pension. And because of my timing, I have a non-traditional severance pay. My friend got reffed on Tuesday. My friend will get paid for 60 more days. My friend will not have health insurance. My friend will not, she will receive a severance packet. The traditional, I have the non-traditional, which gives you a bump up. So here's my thing. From me and all my HR knowledge and my HR experiences, I would have never even played around with any made up deferred retirement program. They call it the DRIP that was put out that models private sector. I would have never, it's no, it doesn't make sense. I'm telling you all, I woke up on February the 4th and the Holy Spirit said, it's time. I said, it's time for what? Like this, none of this makes any sense. It's not legal. It's going through court and all of these things. So I was like, and Holy Spirit said, it's time. It's time. It's time for you. I work for 30. I'm going to get my retirement. I need my health benefit. It's like, and I said, God, I'm not, I apologize. It doesn't make sense. He was like, my thoughts are not your thoughts. Neither are my ways your ways. And I didn't tell many people. I didn't broadcast it. I think to date, I had told 12. But of course, now I know like it's around. And it wasn't a secret or anything of not doing so. It happened so quickly. I turned in my paperwork. I was retired within 2 weeks. And then here's the other thing, and I'm going to bring this to a close. From you all being with me year after year after year, Jason, you'll know, Dr. Smiles, you'll know, Stacy will know. Every year, June and December, I do my goals. I do my annual goals. I do my mid-year check-in. I see where I am. I look at my business models, come up with strategies. Last June, I didn't do it. I had my torn meniscus and I had just got well and I went on vacation for the first time. So I was very sensitive about my caring and making sure that I was okay. Didn't do any mid-year check-in or whatever. In December, so many things started going on. A lot of work was happening and I was so busy, if you will. And all of these reports started being needed. And plus, I'm normally off like almost the entire month of December or otherwise close to it because of my use or lose. So, y'all, I did not get a chance to do my June strategies, goal planning. I did not get to do my December. If I had done either one of those, I would have been riffed because I would not have been able to understand and see this whole type of thing because I was like, my last 3 years, let me go ahead and get one of these special paid jobs so that I can make sure that I max out. God always has a different plan. And I went back after and started doing the computations of what if I did A, B, C, D, and what if I did this? So I just, for the just for the thrill of it, I'm a nerd a little bit. I did the comparison of all the different packages. And that's why I called mine a non-traditional step. Never, never in the history of the federal government has anything ever been done like this. And the way that I did my computation, I came out 3 times. If I would have better than if I had waited till I was 57. And I can't even count how many times if I had gotten RIF. And I still don't know because out of all of these people, so thousands of people got RIF, 20% in HR. My staff did not get RIF. And we do HR, we do IT HR. So here's my thing, and I'm bringing it all together. So you'll see why I said Jason just gave my testimony, right? And here is my thing. We have our plans. We can make our plans, but God knows. God sees. He knows. He has already orchestrated what he has in alignment and on our journey for us. In those situations, this goes against everything that I have studied. I have an undergrad and a grad in human resources management. This goes against everything that we have studied, that we have learned, and that even makes sense. And that's how God works. If I had been disobedient and I had leaned onto my thoughts and my ways, I would have missed out. So that's my word to you. And it has even allotted me to have some things on my list and to do things suddenly. And Prophet McKinney is not in this room, but I can I can save that and share what he has fed into me and how I see it working out. It is even not at completion, but I see God all up into everything that I'm doing. I had the opportunity to call Dr. Beaver Hollywood on Wednesday night. I just was like, God was like, go ahead, take a day trip to New York and just come back. And I was like, hold on, why am I going to New York? Let me call Dr. Beaver. Called her, what's your schedule for tomorrow? Like, I need to meet with you about your business plan and I have some questions. Went to New Jersey, spent the day with Dr. Beaver on Thursday, and we made some magic happen. I was able to see her firsthand dealing with trauma. Y'all know I'm in school for trauma. This is my last semester. So I got some shadowing on the job real time in the midst of what's going on. And then yesterday, we have been trying to do this for 3 years. Sister Annette, who I met through the Faithpreneur Room, and she helped me because she works with caskets when I was dealing with all of the things that I was going. I got a chance to hug her neck on yesterday. We sat down and we ate while she's off. You all know that she works back to back, back to back. I'm just trying to tell y'all, we are here trying to figure out what God has already worked it out. So I yield my mic.
Whoop, 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 whoop.
Look, this will be one of those times where you've got the in the bomb thing. I don't have that hooked up on my system yet, but know, Ladrine, that you've got bombs going off right now. Just imagine it. We'll take it. We'll take it. That'll work. Love the share. Thanks, sis. All right, Sonia, mic is yours.
Detroit, good house.
What up, yo?
What up, doe?
So, I started not to come over because I saw Brother Jay and I didn't want to be the last one to pray again. This is a great class. I mean, a great. I love it, brother. Ladrine, you know what? You just messed me up because you know we both work. I work for DOD Army, and I doubt if I get RIF because of what I do. But it was so funny. Oh, we're supposed to give a scripture. I came in late, y'all. So one of my favorite scriptures is Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the thoughts, plans that I have for you, Yahweh, says Yahweh. thoughts of peace, not of destruction, to give you the future you hope for. I was like, shut up, I'm listening to you. Because this morning, y'all don't know, I'm into, I've had this thing in my life all my life, the entertainment industry. And I have touched it so many times, met so many people. I didn't like it because I saw things that I didn't like. And even though at that time I wasn't in the Lord like I am now, I really didn't like it. And so I kind of just bagged out of that area, went to school. I call it 12 years a slave. I'm sorry, I got a dog. Y'all pray for me because I ain't a dog. I'm not a dog lover. I don't hate them. But as a kid, I did my things outside, but I was always into TV, the producers, the executive producers, who produced this film, who was the director for this film, and things like that. And that was kind of odd for a kid. I've always wrote music and different things of that nature. So now I went to school to please my mother because she wanted to kill me because I turned down a 4-year scholarship in engineering, electrical engineering. And so I went back, stopped Carter. I went back and just knocked school out. Took me 12 years working full time with children. And so now I'm here at a point when COVID happened. I said, you know what? I'm going to fulfill every dream in me. And one of those dreams was to write, shoot, and create movies and series and different things of that nature, along with I also do music. And so so I sat here and I'm listening and I'm so sorry. So this morning I'm watching, I can't think of the name of it. First line on the call sheet. And this is about all these actors and directors and different things and what it means to the sacrifices that they did. How did they get to where they were going? Different things of that nature. And so I'm listening. They start talking about Chadwick Boseman and, you know, different people of that and the things that it took for them to get there. And I was like, man, if I just had this time off, I can go stay in L.A. I got a lot of folks out there. I can just sleep on their couch and go and work on some sets and get more experience, more knowledge. And this is what I was thinking this morning. Then here comes Miss LaDreme. Just blew, as Jay said, just blew my world up. So thank you. Now I'm happy because I just deleted that email. I just want you to know. I just deleted the email, but I'm about to go back and undelete it and read it again. I don't know how much I can't take of. I wish I could take the other one because if I take as a visa, whatever that is, you probably know the dream, where they kill your job. They can't kill my job. So I'm going to have to figure out how can I get out of this. I might have to take a Vera. I think they still keep the jobs, right? They still keep the jobs, LaDreme, if you do a Vera?
Yes, they, okay. And there's a form of BSIP. So just send me your number or whoever okay. Has your number, send it to me. We can definitely talk because each agency is different, but I can break it down for you.
Cool. Thank you so much. Because I have been praying for you and I felt the release to not pray for you. So God must have, that's when y'all must have had y'all convocation, you and him. But I just wanted to say, listen, I said this time is faithful. This is time we had COVID. We got the, in my opinion, it's a chaos, right? But out of the chaos, I keep saying it comes beauty because we know in the beginning, right, it was chaotic. And now here's the beauty. This is the perfect time God has given us to say, what's in your hand, Moses? And I don't know if I stay, will this opportunity come again? Because I worked 5 years as a contractor and then it'll be 15 years next year. So I was staying because, you know, trying to get that high-end three. I'm not making bad money, but just wanted to, you know, not have the pressure of the things that we have to go through as everyday living. But you know what? I'm starting to really think a sila on that because if I work another 2 years and I have a retirement calendar on here, then who's to say what state and where I might be? This is my plan. But who's to say this is not God's plan for this to happen? So I just wanted to say thank you for that, stirring my faith up. You know, I had a plan, but in my heart, it's like, man, I wish I was in LA. Man, I wish I was in New York. Man, I wish I was in Atlanta. You know what I mean? So I can learn some things and become better at my craft, sit around some people that know this game and make me better. So I just want to say thank you, LaDreen. Thank you for this room. And I appreciate this so much. And wow. Just listen, y'all. Don't sit on your dreams. Because that's good. Listen, if Chadwick Boseman said something. Not Chad, I forgot the guy's name. The guy that played in Black Panther. He played the one that was the king over the rhinoceros. He also played in Get Out. I can't think of his name. He said something, and he said, you may be the star, but the star's responsibility is to make everybody else shine. And I was sitting up there thinking about that. Some of y'all are stars. Some of y'all, Will Smith said, General Colin Powell told him what. He asked General Powell, what makes a general? He says, a general is not someone that because you're great. A general is someone that make everybody else great. And you have some knowledge of something. So I just want to say, some of y'all, we be calling people generals because they specialize in one thing, but a general make everybody else great. Y'all, some of y'all have some great things in you all waiting to just come out and make somebody else great. They said Will Smith, they talk about Will Smith, and because of Will Smith, Black films are going international where they will only keep them locally in the United States. And that's what he did. So I just want to encourage y'all, all this greatness we got in here, we are great people. Go out there and do something great with it. Don't sit on it. Don't die with your dreams in you and go out. Like, look at LaDreen. She's going to be a trauma specialist. Guess what? The next film, not this film that's coming up, but I'm planning on it next year. I'm saying, hey, I need you to talk about trauma in Black men. Right? I need you to get a little sharp on that because I'm going to bring you on so we can talk about this. So I just want to encourage everybody. This blessed me this morning. So this must be God, as we say, right? So God bless y'all. Thank y'all so much for this room. And usually I'm in the bed chilling because I have to be in the office at 7 o'clock. So, but thank you so, so much. I appreciate this. God bless.
Sonya, don't close your mic. Jason, excuse me. Sonya.
Yes, ma'am.
You need to put the documentary that you just did. So just give them that title and go drop that link.
Okay. It's called Can You See Me? And it's about when George Floyd had died, we heard all the Black men, right? Black men that we don't even know. We heard from Al Sharpton and so forth and henceforth those people, but we didn't hear anybody from the streets, Black men from the streets. So I went on a quest to just film Black men and give me their thoughts and the experiences they've been through and how they felt about it. And so it was, I started it in 21, May 2021. 2 weeks later, my son died. And it took me a minute to just get my head right. And from there, I started back in 23, finished shooting. And in 24, just different places I went, California, of course, the D and Chicago. And so from what I heard, I still try to get Black folks to leave a review. Black folks won't leave a review. They'd be like, oh, they'll call you, they'll text you. Oh, it was so good. No, I need you to write that on Venmo or write it on YouTube. But from every Black man that has saw the documentary, they say you almost made me cry. So I knew that meant you cry. And then from the Black women, you know, we don't mind crying, but they was like, man, I need my brother, my cousin, my uncle, someone to see this, because it was just what it was. It was from those that looked like them. So we had people who were in business suits making $300,000 and $400,000 a year to a 12-year-old, I think 11 or 12, talking about how they felt and what do they want to see better and what could we do better as Black men. And I think I heard, I don't know if that was yesterday or I think I heard it today. I'm not sure where I heard this at, because I love talk radio. And when they talk about Black men don't cry. And so they talked about that. And it was so powerful, that trauma. We teach our boys, don't cry. And, you know, man up, don't cry. Boys don't cry. It's okay for girls to cry, but men don't cry. And it was just, and they talked about that. So it was very good. So it's called Can You See Me? I'm going to share the webpage. And when you go onto the webpage, don't kill me, Jay. I'm gonna try to do it right this time. And you go in, it's all my films, is conversation through film. And so I want to be a filmmaker that makes a difference. I want to be a filmmaker that provokes thoughts. I want to be a filmmaker that show our voices from our view and our, you know, and no one else is going to tell our stories. And so the next one I'm working on is called Breaking Vision. Right now I'm getting ready to go look at some locations and cast. It's going to be a real short one. It's going to take me about 2 days to shoot it, though. And this one is about authentically Black woman in a Fortune 500 corporation. Let me say Fortune. Yeah, they're about 500. And their perceptions and how they set us up for failure, and yet we still excel. So, and perceptions and biases and different things. I think this one will probably get me a little notice because of how the Lord gave it to me. So just think, keep me in prayer, y'all, because when you start talking about what I love about what Roz and all of you are doing, that we support each other. We have to support each other. Because they're not going to support us. They're not going to put us on their plateaus. They're not, unless it's benefiting them in some way. But if we support each other, we make $1 trillion in spending. If we just take that same $1 million and take it from Nike and support the Black designer, support the Black art school. My friend started a school. It's called Connect the Dots. Because of how the school, she's out there in your area, DMV, because of how they were labeling Black boys, because boys learn different than girls. I learned that from my brother, Osceola Thomas, which y'all probably, I'm gonna get him on here. That man has gotten probably a lot of money in grants for people. And he's down, he wants his people to succeed. And so she started a school in her home. These kids, unconventional how they learn, but these kids are excelling. And she's always looking for people to donate because she wants to build a school that geared toward how we learn and not how the system has set us up to be taught. So I'm just throwing her out there, but we have so much power. When we realize the power and authority we have, whether we with our language, our skills, or our money, we can shape and ship this country into what God intended, right? Not what somebody told us what God intended, but what God intended. And so I'm going to get off of here. God bless y'all. I can talk about this because I love my people. And I think we have the ability to strive and make it. We can change some things, but we just have to do it. I'm trying to learn to shop Black more, right? I'm not giving to Nike, and there's some people out here make gym shoes. Go give that money to them. And more money you get them, right? The more money you buy their products, the better the quality and the designs that Nike made, because they probably got it from a Black designer, right? They will become great. And then we can shape culture and so forth. We do it now, right? We do it now, but they take it and steal it. Now we can say we got it. Amen. God bless you.
Jason, can I just jump in for a minute? I want to give her some context. Is that possible?
Yes, ma'am. I think Jace may have walked away. Okay. So, yes.
Sister Sonia, this is Sister Gwen. I'm in Los Angeles. And I, by virtue of being a, I work in that wonderful field that you said you hated. But there were a couple of things I put in the chat. And I wanted to just share with the room in terms of that we can have all the plans we want to, but God basically is the one that walks it out. And that we remember the call of Jeremiah, that when this was a child between, I think, 7, he was even maybe a preteen or a teen. And he spoke not only what he was called to do, but specifically what he was supposed to do in it. So I was sitting here and I heard the Lord tell me to exhort the room with asking God, if you have a knowledge of the what, the next question is, what's the wisdom? So when people give a prophetic word, if they're trained properly, they know to wait. If you give the person a word of knowledge, what they need to know, or God wants them to know, there should be a corresponding word of wisdom, how to implement and have it manifest. If you look at the pattern of God, he would tell them this is this, whatever. And so what I believe I hear, Sonia, and maybe for all of us in the room, is that at this time, God has plucked up, rooted up, dismantled every system that man has acquired and leaned to and replaced God with. The shaking, everything that can be shaken, he has shaken and is shaking. And the pruning right now is the pruning of our lives to look at, go back, get those dormant gifts or unutilized giftings when he says to stir up the gift that is within you. So the goal and the motivation is for me to determine by the revelatory power and assignment of the Holy Spirit to bring me into all truths is to find out who I am in my assignment. And many of us, as he said, leaning to your own understanding, but God, you commit your ways to God and he will make his plans clear. He being a jealous God, the modality and motivation of God is saying you're mine. Once you have confessed with your mouth, believed in your heart that Jesus Christ was Lord, was died and crucified and raised from the dead, that there's ownership there. And our job is submission for stewardship. And there are entities, for example, the African American Black Critics Association. Are you familiar with that? The African American, the Black filmmakers that have their retreat every year. Are you familiar with any of those, Sonia?
I'm sorry, Mother. So I did try to connect with those guys. They never responded back. But if you guys a way to get me in, yes, ma'am, I will love it.
Okay. Well, I'll connect with you. But here's what I hear the Lord saying. I want to practice brevity. Is he said, lean not to your own understanding. The song by Chicago Mass that went viral and still is applicable today, the line in it, the hook is, why are you trying to figure it out when God has already worked it out? So I would advise everybody to go and look at the song and look at it. It is a hep song, but it's saying, you know, work it out. That's what that is. The line is work it out. But it says, why are you trying to figure it out? To know that a sovereign God says to the model of it is, don't you know that before I put you into flesh that would be incorporated, born in iniquity, before I put you in your mother's womb, I knew you. And that word in, and Jason can help me with this too, but I look up all them words that what I think they are in English, but remember this is a translated document, is how God says he knew us. He was intimately acquainted in who we are, and also supplying and giving us our giftings, personalities, temperaments. And what I would say to you is, I believe that the Lord would have me say to you to change your language about what you are doing and want to do.
and put it in the affirmative as opposed to the potential. I am a filmmaker. I will be doing this. I'm going to ask God specifically where my source is. Remember, God is source. So our questions should be to him primarily. When you get an initiation of the what to do with it, he already has planned, because he is not impetuous like us or impulsive. He's absolutely sovereign and intentional. So when he told the disciples, y'all need to pay Caesar, give Caesar and render to Caesar what's due him and give God what's due him, he said, go get the coin in the fish of the mouth of the fish. So you need to ask him where your coins are. But the underlying scripture is, we do not have because we do not ask. He says, you have not because you ask not. Okay, ask that your joy will be full, but we have to train ourselves to ask the source intentionally, the what, where, when, how. And lastly, what I'd like to leave is what God told me. He said, take the word no, K-N-O-W, at such a time like this. Look at that word. And in it, he says, when what you know, make sure your no will not keep you from your now, that will prevent you to your next. Okay, so it's time for promotion. Ask God the right questions. Ask him specifically, where is the source that is going to be sourcing the things that I have? Who are the people, who are my destiny helpers that are coming alongside of me? Joshua is with Moses, Naomi and Ruth. You see it, the destiny helpers, Elizabeth with Mary. God is extended. So if you read the Bible, read it with an eye to see how did they do it. That's why he reported it. That's why he allowed it to be written by inspired. He's giving us footprints. We do not have to labor in figuring it out. He sourced, absolutely. The first questions, first line of prayer, first request must go to the creator who created, and then let him order you to people who are like-minded, like-intended, and also like-called. So ask God, where's my posse? Where's my source? Change your language when you speak about what you're speaking about it, in terms of it. And so as death and life and the power of our tongues. So I'm speaking to the room right now. It's when we're observing Resurrection Day this April, it ain't about no bunny, ain't about no Easter eggs, but the resurrection power. God told me, he said, while you teach this week, which I'm going to be doing, is that they, my people, forget that the same power that raised me from the dead is in them. What are you doing with it? The same power that raised Jesus from the dead is in us. So there is no lack. And then lastly, in terms of our Black men, we're doing a podcast also on Thursday called Let the Men Speak, because it is a scientific fact that women and verbally are more verbose than men. We have maybe 10,000 words to their one. And when we're in a setting with men, many times women so much override talking, correcting, seconding, that men basically ain't gonna fight us. They're gonna just let us run our mouths. But we need the good of the masculine in everything, in every entity. And that's why the enemy comes against it, because the assignment of the good of the masculine was to be the headship and the priest in the house to teach and train. And certainly in our community, as God has given me the specific assignment to that community, but remember, he's not a respecter of race or anything else, but I see your empathy for the race, but just be mindful. Don't shorten it. Ask God, should it be broadened? And if not, if that's the niche that he wants you in, but being mindful that God is certainly very aware and cognitive of what has been stolen from us as a culture, and he will repay. But we should really think about it, because right now the major highest suicide rate is among Black men. So we need to have our men, our children, our the boy and that man healed. And so that's really my heart. And that the misogyny that is practiced against women and women against women, the hatred of women, but misandry, which is hatred of men, is prolific because of the wounding. but it's a setup. But God is writing it, and so he's writing it through you. Sister Edna talked about her daughter, her dissertation in terms of what has happened. God is repaying, and he will repay. So I hope that anything I said has been profitable to you, sis. I will get in touch with you. I'll know how to do it. Sister Roz perhaps will help me. She already has. But I just want to speak to all of us. It's getting up time. It's getting up time for all of us. And he is ordering and purging and redirecting. Let's not be asleep. Let us hear clearly like never before the words out of the mouth of God. Let us not be as those in the desert that when God spoke to them directly, they were afraid of it and said, don't speak to us directly anymore. We prefer to be filtered through a man. How unfortunate. But what we want to say is when Samuel was taught how to not only speak to God, but to respond when he spoke back is, your servant heareth, Lord, speak. And I bind away the spirit of deaf and dumbness in the body of Christ, that the distraction in the body of Christ, that do not guard their ear gates and eye gates because the issues of hearts are speaking out of us, and that we are absolutely intentional to spend quality time silent with God and let him give you the download for the day. He made the day. When we get up, we need to take a minute and say, since you made the day, your purpose. Since you made the day, your purpose. We're an army. We have a high 5-point general and above. What army gets up with reveille and then runs their own way? They line up for the call of the day, for the marching orders. So God is right, tuning us in for the aspect of our independence, which is contrary to us being totally sufficient in him. That's what the matter was. That's what that whole thing about matter was, is I don't want you to feel that you can thrive outside of me, outside of my resource and my source. So I just thank you that for initiating that in me. And I pray that we are taking that, because what God told me, he said, you need to pray in this, particularly this month, heightened, to find, ask me what it is in me that he wants me to resurrect. And what in me does he want me to forever put in a grave, not to be ever interred? That's it. Resurrection time for us. So I thank you all. I pray that you all receive that in Jesus' name.
I just want to say thank you so much. I'm going to go back and regurgitate that again. And thank you. Thank you for your words of wisdom. And I appreciate everything that was said. Thank you.
That was awesome. All right. We got Sister Patricia, the factoring lady, on the floor. Pat, mic's yours.
Good morning, everyone. Peace and blessings. Pat Winden, a.k.a. the factoring lady, tapping in from Houston. Congratulations, Ladreen. I'm very happy for you. I'm excited to hear what you have, what's in store for you in the future. You've worked hard for to get to this point, and God is awesome to have, just trusting in the Lord and doing what's right. And he knows what's right. He knows what's best for us. There's a lot of messages that you have put out there in the past, and you have been talking about government for some time, and, you know, people making these big salaries and holding on to positions and why, and, you know, is it worth the stress? I mean, I'm just kind of popcorning different nuggets of messages that you have said in the past that have resonated with me. Mother Gwen, always a blessing to hear from you. I'm going to have to, this is definitely for those that didn't jump in the beginning, this is great to go back and listen to the replay. I'm grateful for listening to God. I've been for weeks now been having really, really bad allergies, and you're multitasking with the work and being a caregiver to my mom, and we need to listen to our bodies. I know we all know that, but we sometimes are hard-headed like myself and don't listen. I took Monday off to take my mom to get a tooth extracted. She's in her 80s. And it took a couple of weeks to even get to that point because she's on Medicaid, Medicare, and we had to get approval and all that. And I had to call multiple times to check on the status and get her primary referral and all that stuff. And it's a job. Just it's like my mom says, you got to do your job and their job, too, just to get this appointment set. And I almost didn't take the day off. I was just going to take her to her appointment and rush to get to the job like I do, you know, rush. And my spirit was like, nope, you better take a day. So I took a vacation day. And good thing I did, because there was some complications. When they went in there, the bleeding wouldn't stop when they put the shot in there to numb that area. And her blood pressure was over 200. And they didn't even want to do the procedure and got it down to 180. And that's when they did the injection. And then it wouldn't stop. And then they saw a mass. And then they were like, oh, we can't do it. They got afraid. And they're like, you need to take her to a specialist. And I'm like, you know, her mouth is numb and she's bleeding. And then long story short, they ended up doing it. She's doing fine. So I'm grateful for that. I still do need to take her to a specialist. But it was a situation where I couldn't just drop her off. So I kept her with me and ran my little errands and everything just to make sure we can get to a point where her tooth, her gum area wasn't bleeding anymore. But in the midst of this, I had been suffering some allergies for some weeks. And that particular day on Monday, it just really turned worse. By midday, I was feeling actually sick, body aches, headache, pressure. I just thought it was stress, but I took her home that late that afternoon and I made a doctor's appointment the next day. Long story short, had COVID. They tested me for COVID, strep, and the flu. And so it did come back positive. So it's so crazy, y'all. I was still contemplating not staying at home, because I do have the ability to work from home. And I sat out there in the parking lot before going back to the office. They gave me a mask and everything when I left the doctor's office. And I'm like, I have so much work to do. It's a new year. We're in the second quarter. My goals are crazy, incredible high. And I'm not where I need to be. And it's a lot. And so I'm sitting up there like, should I just tell them I'm going to work from home, or should I take sick time? My husband's like, he had been for weeks like, don't you have sick time? I'm like, I got like almost 100 hours sick time, not to mention 4 weeks vacation. And yet I'm over here contemplating whether I should take off or not. I mean, it sounds crazy as I'm even saying it out loud, but when you are in a position where you got to meet goals, it makes you not think straight sometimes. And I'm glad I went in there and I did what I did. I just put in my time. I said, I won't be back till Monday. And so I've been home resting this whole week. I'm much better. And I'm so glad that I did what I did. And yeah, the work is still going to be there on Monday. So my word is I can do all things through Christ, him through strengthens me. And that's Philippians 4. And thank you so much for listening. And God bless you all.
Jace. Wow. We can't make this stuff up for this morning. I want to, Mother, you were sharing the Chicago Mass Work It Out song. Mother Gwen.
Hello.
Can y'all hear me?
Can you all hear me?
Hey, Dr. Stacy.
Okay. I was trying to get my signal. I heard the end of Patricia and then it wasn't picking up for me to just say hello as I'm.
Thank you all for keeping the fellowship going. Oh, are you walking away from the source? Because your voice left again. Dr. Stacy?
Dr. Stacy? Can y'all hear me?
We can hear you. We can't hear her. It sounded like she walked away from her device.
It did, but now I'm not hearing any sounds, any movement or anything. Let me text her.
Mother Gwen. Who are you talking about? Me?
I was talking to you, but then I didn't know Dr. Stacy was there. I was asking you about that. You said the Chicago Mass, the Work It Out song.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Let's Chicago see. Mass Choir.
Let's see if we can do this, and I'll text Doc and Jason, see what's happening.
That's not it, if that's what you're talking about.
Okay. Well, y'all got a little bit of version of that. Let's see if Dr. Stacy can come back.
She may still be in.
Okay,
disposed.
There you are. Okay, that's cool.
Okay, wow. This has been absolutely amazing. I'm going to go ahead and give a last call for anybody else who wants to come on up on the stage. And remember, this is not a press. It is just to let you know that we see you, that we welcome you on the stage for you to share your testimony, share your scriptures, share your story. And other than that, if all hearts and minds are clear. And
hey, Jace, did you hear Dr. Yes. Stacy trying to come in? She actually opened the mic and was talking, and then we lost her. So I was trying to.
Yeah, okay. I didn't hear. Okay. And that could have been when my thing went out. All right. So, Dr. Stacy, are you there, sis? Okay. All right. Okay. So I went ahead and I sent invites to everybody. And okay, I see that we've got the birthday girl up on the stage. Hey, Kate. Mike is yours, sis. Okay, I don't know if Kate can hear me. You all can hear me, right?
Yes, but it's glitching.
I can hear you.
There she is.
Okay.
Happy birthday! How are you guys doing? Good morning, Faith Manure. So I'm going to be quick. And just because of the nature of this week, I just want to say my scripture is Psalm 91. With long life, I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. So I've just been praising God and thanking God for everything that has happened in my life up until this time. It was a very quiet and beautiful, very tasteful birthday. And so I'm excited to delve into the wonderful ice creams that my brother does. And so he always does something wonderful. And yesterday was definitely an extra. So God has been so good this whole week, this whole month, just showing me just to keep on moving forward in him and keeping my mind and eye stayed on him. I have so many scriptures that I love, but that one I will say is today. And just love you guys. I love this room. I love everybody in it. And so excited to continue and see what God has to unfold for us this rest of this year. So God bless you. I yield my mic.
All right, Kate, and you got a lot of folks who are sharing a happy birthday in the chat over on the side.
Oh, thank you. No, I didn't see that.
Yeah. Thank you. Love good you. Stuff. Well, happy birthday, sis. Love you. Love you. Okay, we see that we got Raquel on the stage. Raquel, sis, mic is yours.
Thank you, brother. Good morning. Happy Saturday, everyone. Happy birthday, Kate. Happy birthday. And I cannot.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I have to sing you happy birthday, right? Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Katie. Happy birthday to you. And many more. Happy birthday, sis. God bless you.
That's awesome.
Yes, I definitely needed to sing you happy birthday. And
love you, sis. Thank you.
Love you too. You're so welcome.
And so, so today, I'm very grateful that we're in the fourth month of the year, and it seems like it just flew by, but we still are in the care and in the shadow of the wing of our Heavenly Father, and that never changes. And so I'm just grateful for being in His grip. So that's what I'm grateful for today. And the scripture that stands out to me today is one of the Shunammite woman. And this is a portion of scripture in 2 Kings 4:26, where she says, "It is well." And in spite of what it looks like, she spoke to all those who couldn't do anything about her situation that it is well. And so we just speak to our situations today. It is well. And our Heavenly Father knows exactly what our situations truly are, and He makes them well because He perfects everything that concerns us. And so I'm grateful for that as well. God bless you all.
God bless you too, sis. Well, that is awesome. And you know what? I forgot to say my scripture, but you know, it's the tried and true Philippians 4:6-7, just like Tanika said. So, yeah, this has been absolutely awesome. And, you know, my other one that I absolutely love is the "All things work together for good for those who love the Lord, for the called according to His purpose." I'm telling you, that right there, that combo, that's the combo scriptures right there, the recognition that, you know what, because all things work together for our good, there's absolutely no reason to get angry, upset, irritated, and all that, because that is to forget that all things work together for our good. You know, I had to remember that yesterday when I didn't have all the ingredients for my ice cream. Anyway.
Oh, no.
No, I pivoted. It's good. Okay, can I tell him? Okay, so I went to get the sweet potato pie ice cream base, and I noticed it was like really thin, like most of it was missing. I said, "Hey, what happened with the thing?" I said, "Hey, who used the sweet potato? Where'd it go?" Katie says, "It went in my belly." So she had sampled the base. So I was like, "Oh, okay, well, there it is." So yeah, so that became a part of the new improved ice cream. So it ended up getting incorporated because I had to stretch the other ice cream I was making. So that just went into that base. And so, yeah. So instead of doing four ice creams, there's two that are going into the ice cream maker this morning. Or, you know, and that way we've got some, what is it, chocolate muffins cake, or what is it? Is it
chocolate cake.
Fudge muffin? Yeah, chocolate cake. Okay, yeah. So the ice cream will go alongside that. So that's going to be a good way to start the day or to be in the day. Because I'm going to tell you what, as soon as this room is closed, Shabbat Shalom, y'all. I'm going to knock out to sleep. So it looks
that
like
she's trying. Look at the text for a moment. I'm gonna see if she responds.
Okay. All right.
Look at the text.
I'll check it out. Okay, and Dr. Stacy said her scripture is Isaiah 40:31. Let's see, what is that scripture? Is that "they that wait upon the Lord"? Let me look and see. Who's got that scripture right off the bat? Isaiah 40:31. Hold on, I'm looking it up now.
I
Jason, it is the one that you said is her, the one that she uses for Faithpreneur.
Okay, good stuff. Thanks, Ladreen. Because, you know, and it's funny, because as I was going in to look it up, I get all these messages from the app itself. Do you love the app? Yeah, I love the app. And I'm trying to get to the next screen. It says, thank you so much that you love the app. Would you like to rate us? Not right now. Okay, now that you don't want to rate us, I'm like, come on now. Okay, so thank you, Ladreen. I appreciate that.
Okay, let me try this now. Can you hear me?
Hey, sis, we can hear you.
Okay. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, Wi-Fi did not want me to be great, but the devil is a lie. Oh, my goodness. I don't know if you all heard me earlier because the signal was so terrible. I just wanted to say thank you to you and Clubhouse Auntie Dr. Roz, Mother Gwen, Tanika, Edna, Ladreen, Sonia, the Factor Lady, Patricia, Katie, Raquel, Lynette, Namesake, Yvette, Josie, Karen, Dr. Jennings, Daryl, R.A., APLC, McKinney, Robin, and Portia. I don't know who's been in and out of the room. I was in the middle of our breakfast program and it turned into church. Ooh, Jesus, what a worship, what a word. My soul is filled. I had to get ready to go do a report, but I just wanted to come in the room and say thank you for keeping the fellowship going. Thank you for keeping me covered under the blood. I tell you, God is so amazing, and how he moves and what he does, he will always get the glory. And I just give him honor and praise, ask you all to keep me covered as I get ready to go now and to do my State of the Sorority report. And I'm just, my heart is full. God, oh Lord, he did a move, he did a move, he did a move. But I just thank you for keeping the fellowship going. So those who are here live, those who catch the replay, they can be blessed and encouraged. I know you shared scripture as you were going through today, and I got a text this morning, and it was just such the sweetest text from one of my sorors, and I'm just going to read what she said and then jump and work and come on down. She said, good morning, Madam Grant. I hope this message finds you well. I just wanted to share and encourage you this morning because life has its twists and turns as well as challenges daily. We may not vocalize these matters to others, but God knows. As the scripture says, so do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous hand. Isaiah 41:10, and that's the NIV version. And she said, know that as a child of the living God, he is with you every step of the way, holding your hand, helping you, and strengthening you on your daily journey in life. Have a super Saturday. God bless you. What a wonderful message to receive. And that is just such a confirmation, right? A confirmation of just how good God is, and do not fear. Whatever comes before us, it can't stand before God. So we just give him the glory and the praise, just confirmation. And as I was walking out, I mean, the praise and worship team, the musicians that came, I mean, the whole program turned into church. Oh, we were praising God. I said, I know we have all faiths represented, but our organization was founded on Christian principles and praise. When praise is in the room, it breaks the yoke, it breaks chains, it heals, it forgives. I mean, I tell you, even your enemies got to smile when you in the anointing and under the anointing of God. So I just give him glory. I give him praise. I give him honor. I am fired up. And I'm like, all right, Jesus, I'm about to go down there and put the right words in my mouth because my report is long, Lord, and we are already behind schedule. Woo, Father, but I'm going to get through it and we're going to do what we got to do. My escort is here, my director of our military attaché. She laughing at me over here, but it's all right. It's all right, Director Bryan. But I just give God glory. Woo, Jesus, I will not be on the mute ministry no matter what title, what place I am put and where God leads. He will always get the glory out of my life. So I just praise him for this room, for our Saturday Faithpreneur VIP prayer call that I had y'all half in my ear, but I had to put it down because the anointing was so fire, Holy Ghost fire. I couldn't do dual ministries. I said, all right, the team got the prayer call, but I got to be present here while this anointing is falling. So I just give God glory for all that he continues to do and how he moves in all of our lives. So be encouraged. I know life is life, and I know there's situations going on from DC to Kalamazoo, honey, but all we can do is look up to the hills and whence come cometh our help, because our help comes from the Lord who created heaven and earth. So victory is ours. I don't care what it looked like. I'm not going to doubt God one second. So God bless you. Keep me in your prayers. Pray out the room, Mother Gwen. Give the devil 10 black eyes, as I know you will. And Bishop Jason, that's your new name for today. Clubhouse Auntie Dr. Ross, thank you all for just keeping things going, because Andrew is supporting our good friend with a funeral, so he couldn't be in studio to support today, but all is well. All is well. God has done what he does. So I just want to say thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for who you are. And yeah, that part.
Dr. Stacy, yes, until ma'am. You're able to listen to the replay, LaDreen retired from the Silent Investor.
Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. I love it. I love it. I love it. Okay, I have to go back on mute now for it here, because I got to run down. But love y'all.
We love you.
Nothing you can do about it.
Bye. Love you
and
too,
happy
sis.
Birthday, Katie. I hope you still celebrate. Happy birthday to all the April babies.
Thank
love
you.
Y'all.
Thank you. All love right. you.
Good stuff. All right. Well, Sister Gwen, we're going to let you pray on out. We got real close to our 90-minute mark today. This is amazing. So it's on you, sis.
It will be extremely brief. It's just called do what you know to do. Pray for what you don't know about. Listen deeply, heavily, and do not fear. Father, we just thank you that, again, the community has come together to strengthen metal to metal. I pray, Father, that we will be able to remember what has been said. Thank God for a replay, but that the Holy Spirit says he'll reveal all truths and bring things to our remembrance. I pray that we will go strong for God and that we will serve large because we serve a big God. And I thank you, Father, that I come against every daunting oppositional force that would say no, can't, won't, in Jesus' name. I pray, Father, that the productivity from 1 week to the next, that we will thank you, not that we say that tomorrow's promise, but we hope for the expectation of it. But when we wake up, may every demon tremble and say they up again. And I thank you as we cover our heads, Carmen, Jason, Dr. Roz, Dr. Stacy. Thank God for family. Thank God for intentionality. Thank God for purpose and assignment. And above all, let peace have its perfect work in you. Guard your eye gates like never before, your ear gates. Understand and know this, that the government is on the shoulders of God. And what God allows, you'll be able to tolerate. But he has a plan in the plan. Know your God. Know your God. And walk in peace in Jesus' name. Shalom.
Amen. Shalom. And for all of you who have not checked out the chat, today is a very special day because Sister Roz, Dr. Smile herself, she's got a masterclass, Reset Your Smile, that is going on today at 4 p.m. Central, 2 p.m. Pacific, and 5 p.m. Eastern. So you can check it out. You can register by going to the Zoom link that is in the chat right now. Click on the Zoom link. Even if you can't attend, register. And that way she can update you on things that are coming up in the future as well. And if there happens to be a replay, she can update you on that as well. So pop on over there now. Go to the Zoom link and click on it. And register. It's going to be absolutely awesome. If you know Roz, you already know she's got some good goods, and she's got an extensive background in what she does. She's not only the creator of Trucking God's Way, but herself, her logistics is like her middle name. She moves traffic. So that's why Trucking God's Way comes so naturally, because Roz moves people and places and things like that. That's just like her second nature. So go on over there, register, click on the link, sign up, attend it, and keep in touch with her. All right. Any last words and last messages before we close the room out? And if you've not checked out the faithpreneur.me, go ahead, check out the resource page. Again, that's faithpreneur.me. But yeah, go ahead and click on that Zoom link. Any last words? Nope. All right. So then on that note, y'all, we are going to close the room in 5, 4, 3, 2. See y'all next week, same time, God willing.
Thank you for tuning in to the Faithpreneur VIP Prayer Call Podcast. We hope that you continue to listen and share this with anyone you think would be blessed by the fellowship. Sign up to participate on our live Saturday calls at www.vipprayercall.com. That's vipprayercall.com. This is Dr. Stacy signing off, and hope to connect with you again soon. Bye for now.